boy. Thank God that this week and this episode does not go how I thought it was going to be. You would have seen a pretty decent amount of pain in these eyes and in this face. But thankfully, it's a lot better than I thought it was going to be. At least a little bit, right?
I don't think
I've been that bad this week.
Joe Mazzulla, count your days, fam.
Why are you bringing it to Joey? Big Joe. How you going to do Big Joe like that?
Big Joe sitting there watching the game like you and me, but we can't make adjustments. He actually has the power to make adjustments. So sorry, Joe Mazzulla. Your days are coming. Your day is coming. It's
cool. Trying Joe Measy. That's crazy. It could have been worse. He could have been like, shit, I don't know how to stop Caleb Martin. That's a quote that happened from a coach this week.
Yo, let me tell you something, man. You Udoka, man, you messed up, man. You messed up big time, dog. You over here, you left this with Russi Simmons as our head coach, man. It's disrespectful, man. It's really disrespectful. It's cool, though. It's cool. I still believe in the players. Joe Mazzulla's another story.
Okay.
But I still believe in the players. So there's that.
There's still a lot of love for the $300 million man. There's still a lot of love for the future face of the NBA. Still a lot of love for, I don't even have a nickname for him. I don't think I have a nickname for Derek White. I don't think I have a nickname for him. It's kind of a bad relationship between me and him. Every time I speak on Derek White, he goes crazy, smacks the shit out of the ball, gets four blocks, drops 25, 30. I'm not doing that anymore. I'm staying away from the Derek White beef. I don't want any of that anymore.
Yeah, he tends to show up, you know, sometimes. But yeah, I said KP was the toughest guy. And he dropped like, what, 6 points yesterday or something? You know what I mean?
Yo, Sunday he was bombing shit up. And I was like, please, please take care of that on Wednesday. Now, I'll take a 1-for-9. I don't know if I'm going to get a 1-for-9 again. By the time that everybody hears this, it's going to be like a little bit of a weekend drop. Shout out to everybody that's tuning in for the weekend for another Patreon bonus of Recut Gems, episode 15, if I recall. It should be episode 15. Shout out to everybody that is tuning in early on Patreon. If you are tuning into the weekend, of course, shout out to you as well. Tonight, if you are listening on the public drop tonight, will be game 3. So big moment between A Plus and I. I would like to say, between A Plus and I think the most respectful, and I don't know, I think, to say the least, I went to battle with a good amount of fans and a lot of different fandoms. There's been a lot of fandoms that have been uppercutting within this season. I've been trying to uppercut myself because it's been a terrible, terrible season for the Miami Heat. But between you and I think 4 out of 5 years of seeing each other in the playoffs in general, nothing has ever bled into just like, put your dukes up, buddy.
Nothing irrational, man. Like, I think in the era that Ime coach, which was a short one, relatively. He could have gave me the confidence again to really go there and act like, you know, these guys are who they supposed to be. But there's so much potential, capital P potential, with this team over the last 5-6 years. Like, a window is a window, man. I think we're getting to the end of it, you know, because we've been talking about, oh man, these guys, I know they're just 25 or whatever, but we've seen them perform at a high level with no reward just yet. And like I said, I know there's people out there going to say, oh, God, it's so early in their careers. How can you say this about Tatum and Brown when they've only been consistent? They've been consistent to a certain level. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to, you know, I don't want to sit here and crown anybody before they do it. So that's why I met with the team, man. I've been on my big stew guy to do it in the playoffs. And right now, 2 games in, they're kind of who I thought they are. They're like, they're good when they're good. When they're ahead, man, they're way ahead. Mm-hmm. But when it gets close, you see it. When it gets close, It gets kind of difficult.
Yeah, I was not looking forward to the 1-8 matchup. That's why I was hoping. Even though I say, well, I'm not looking forward to the 1-8, the 2-7 was also going to bother me, because if I had to go toe to toe with Knicks fans in the first round, would just not be an enjoyable experience, especially with what Miami is missing as of right now. I think there's been a lot of fans that said that this ends up being one of the bigger, if not best, playoff wins in Heat history. I can agree with that. I can agree with that to a degree. I think there's a lot more down the line that is to come. And hopefully within these next 2 home games, things end up going well, that you can extend it to even like a 6 games. Even for it to extend to like a 6 games is going to be something that would make me pretty happy, win or loss, because I think I had a lot of enjoyment in seeing. I got a lot of enjoyment in internet takes that get reeled back and get added nuance when you could have done that in the first place. And I think that's going to be a big theme this month on Recut Gems. Because now, at first it was in a rap, now it's bleeding into sports. And there's just a little bit of a lesson that needs to be learned this week. But we'll talk about that. I think we'll talk about that throughout the episode because there's plenty that we have to catch up with. 2 months has been since everybody has heard from us. And you're going to hear a lot more playoffs talk. Between A-plus and between myself as well. I believe by the time that you will hear this, Armand should be announcing this, that I'll be on live tape with him this weekend. That'll be this Sunday. For those that have been wanting a lot more, I can't even
say it. Sports.
Well, hashtag Sprots. Hashtag Sprots.
Yeah.
But also,
and heat, in heat culture content.
I don't know, man. I don't know, man. It's getting. I'm not saying it's getting old. I'm definitely getting old, and I'm starting to realize. I don't know if I can go to war like I've been going to war for these past 10 years online anymore. This past regular season, I've just been watching as best as I can because now I'm in a whole different time zone. It's so much. It's I'm still not used to watching games at 4 o'clock right now. Like I think literally as we're recording. Oh, it's been an hour. It's been an hour past already. And Knicks Sixers game 3 is about an hour in as of right now. I'm still not used to watching games when the sun is out. Even when you were here, yeah. You were just like, yo, we're about to finish the 10 o'clock game and it's just becoming a sunset.
Yeah, it's weird. I don't think I would ever get used to it because I've been out there a couple of times during the NBA playoffs. I want to say during J5's wedding, I think we were out there during the playoffs, I think.
We were, because I watched Bucks Celtics game 7. I think that was the day before the wedding.
Mm-hmm.
I don't recall it was the day before the wedding.
And they were all on early, and I was just so thrown off, man. But it is a beautiful thing to, you know, to have one of the, you know, the East Coast part of the playoffs doubleheader wrapped up before like 7 o'clock. It is something, honestly. Mm. It's like, wow. This is convenient. I'll say that much. It's convenient, for sure.
I mean, it's cool to wrap your days up. It's cool to wrap your days up around, like, when you see Barkley and Shaq, they're just like, oh, it's 1 a.m. I'm trying to go home. And it's like 10. I'm like, I can kind of go to bed. I can kind of go to bed now. I'm not really too mad at it. But then, like, when you're starting your day off, and I can only imagine if I wasn't remote and I was actually, like, in an office, and it would be like, oh, shit, it's 4 o'clock. I'm still here till 5. The game is about to turn on. Oh shit, it's 5. I got to jump in traffic. The game is like an hour in. That's going to be the part that's a little bit challenging, I guess you would say.
Even football, like, you know, think about like the 10 a.m. kickoffs on Sunday. Like that's different, you know? The 10 a.m. kickoff East Coast game, 1 o'clock for the West Coast game. It's crazy. It's crazy.
Yeah, Super Bowl was at like 3 o'clock and I was I have the rest of the day because the Chiefs are holding the damn trophies up, confetti going off, and I'm like, yo, it's 6:30, yo.
It's like, it's 8 o'clock, right?
So there's gonna be ways that I think with time I'll be able to get back into my hashtag Sprots bag.
Yes.
But you know, unless everybody takes the route of your man's and starts going worldwide around 5 o'clock and starts doing that. I don't see it happening though.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I don't know. I don't know.
He goes on a promo and just starts telling everybody how the promotion did it first. I see other sports companies going to take it. NFL, you might have to hit me up. NBA, you might have to hit me up. I did it until I did it.
That's right. Remember who did it first?
Mr. Khan, that's who. Do not call me. Thumbs up. If he does a Mr. Khan, I would be like, violent click of my.
I'm telling you, you're gonna bring out the point like do it like that, man. Why?
He gonna start talking Roman? Nah, if he starts talking Roman and does like a sideways
point.
It's me, Mr. Khan. I'm not buying it. I hope if he fully goes into it and just goes, no shot. So that's right. What you got. Up against a corporation too strong. Crazy EVPs going souls for us, our puppets. One front damn place in line. Well, tie a string around your finger now, man, because it's just a matter of time, because you got No shot. No shot in here. You got. I hope niggas keep it real.
Yo, they don't get that. There's a knock on my door. There's a knock on my door. These fucking WWE lawyers.
Or they take the intro and go. Damn! How can you flip it? How can you flip it?
Doom shots.
Nah. What's a way to flip it? Oh my God! You can go. Oh, before today. Infinity. Solidarity. I'm gonna be like, yo, cut this shit the fuck off.
Before today, infinity, solidarity.
And you just see him, the first thing that comes back after the opener. What do you mean? What I do? Huh? What happened?
And make no mistake, before is just like Sting, Cody, and CM Punk.
Yeah, their Marvel shit is just like, they try to do the whole thing and it ends like right here.
Oh, that's funny as fuck. That's funny.
Dun. Welcome everybody to AEW Dynamite.
Oh my God. That's amazing.
See, these are the things that we could do now that life is better. Yes. After WrestleMania 40 has now passed. Oh, the ones down. Yes, by all means, do not screen cap me doing the ones up, because that was technically not ones up. No. My ones are double down. A plus is ones are double down. Life is saved. Wrestling is saved. And when wrestling is saved, life is saved. So much so that I didn't even show you
Uh-oh.
My damn present.
This is it.
I didn't even show you that these can now finally come back into play. I almost thought that this was going to be flipped forever. I almost thought that this was going to be flipped forever. Thank God that now both of these can live where that can live where they are.
Well, I'm still stuck on before today, infinity solid. That's Hall of Fame work right there. That's amazing. It's amazing. Cause the fucking montage is killing me. It's like you said, before it's like three niggas.
It's damn Jericho at the press conference.
Put Jericho in before, please. Put Jericho in before.
They not showing Cody. They only showing the hair. So they showing like from right up here.
They showing his back breaking the throne.
Oh yeah, just the bat. Nobody holding the bat. This is the bat. Just a broken throne. This is why life is so good now that wrestling is saved after WrestleMania 40. I'm glad we don't got to stress about anything anymore. I don't have to do any more boycotts. Now these guys can live where they should be, right in the front presence, right next to where they should. I don't got to turn them around no more. I don't got to see The Rock for a couple of months. Like, I'm good. I don't have to distress and put my ones down and have to worry about any bloodline mess, because now we're just in a it doesn't it feel like a weight lifted off from everybody? It should.
We're on a vacation from you must be stupid. We're on a vacation from that. We got a good, you know, little maybe 3 month break from that.
And niggas had some nerve to go, oh, I don't know, guys. These Cody promos, predictable. I said, Y'all are talking about bad about predictable promos. Not the ones up. They're talking about predictable promos.
Not the in-person city here.
Not the bloodline is now in your city. Not y'all talking about predictable promos. I know it ain't. I'm stunned. I am very, very stunned. So now we get to go on a nice little, not necessarily a vacation, but a little international tour. You know, France is next week. Shout out to all the Haitians. I hope everybody pulls up out there to France next week. You know, complete takeover that's out there. Mm-hmm. What's in Scotland for Clash?
Yeah. You got Saudi there. Saudi's in there.
Saudi before SummerSlam?
Yeah, Saudi is King and Queen of the Ring. Yeah.
Oh, wow. So king and queen of the ring at Saudi.
France is next week.
Then Scotland.
In Scotland,
then Toronto for Money in the Bank.
Yeah.
Then they come back to the country and do SummerSlam out on your side, the big side out in Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
Then we get to Berlin, Germany.
Bashing Berlin right after that.
Come on, man. Come on, man. Not possible if we were still in hell. Just say thanks. That's it. All I want. You don't even got to say it to me. I'm just a humble servant. I'm just a guy.
Been on the front lines, you know. Been on the front lines.
I'm just on the front lines. I'm just a little gamer, gaming shirt on. I watch. You know what I'm saying? I don't try to do anything too crazy. I'm just an observer. Sometimes you need an observer to give a different perspective, a different seasoning, a different sazon, and it ends up working. Thankfully, it ends up working. But things have been going well so far. Although I'm not gonna say everything has been going very well, because plus I ain't gonna lie, I got a little nervous.
Okay,
got just a tad nervous. It's hard to admit. I don't know if I want to admit it on the show, because it's still something that's a little bit painful. Kind of hurts a bit because I don't know how far this is going to go. You know, when you see something coming and you're just like, oh, shit, it's coming towards my way. I should probably step out the way and move. But the lights are so bright and you're just like kind of stuck there. You're just like, oh, shit, I'm just about to let it hit me. The new blood, I think, is that car. And it's about to it's getting ready to run me over. But I'm just like, am I going to move? Like, am I going to put my ones down and get out the way of it? Or I'm just going to be like, hit me. Like, run me over. Like, I need the new niggas to get the old regime up out of here so that I can really buy in. And that's a little bit scary because I thought that I was completely anti-bloodline. Now they're kind of like, ah, we got you, nigga. This is all it took. All we got to do is do this shit from the 2000. Run a nigga over with a car. This is all it took. So now I'm just like, damn, should I be embarrassed right now?
We got to update the song to Fuck the Bloodline and Fuck all the New Blood too. We got to update it.
You got to say Fuck the Bloodline and Fuck just the old regime. And then just do that.
Cover, I don't know. Cover all bases.
I don't know what to
say. Intriguing. New Blood is intriguing. I give them that. Mm-hmm. Where they're going here, I'm not exactly sure. I think we have an idea as far as bringing in Jacob Fatu at some point, but it's intriguing. I'll give him that.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know Tama Tonga. All I know was those past couple of years, he was trying to piss off Roman Reigns online, and I was like, "Oh, you corny, yo. That's pretty corny. Just stay in New Japan and do what you do." And it just is what it is. But you know,
he's a three star god over there.
He's a freestyle guy, you said?
No, he's a three star god over there.
Yeah, I'm not trying to buy the y'all do y'all promos like this. We do our promos like that. And that's like, woohoo! Woohoo! I'm not the biggest guy, but it looks like he got over it. Now that he's working with Solo, I don't know what Jimmy's gonna do. SmackDown would have passed. Listen early on Patreon. SmackDown would have passed. So who knows how Jimmy gets his get back. But then you got this other big bastard that's on his way, another member that's on the way. Then there's a second member. So it's supposed to be like four new niggas that's starting to set up the new blood while Roman's gone. I'm just like, all right, I'm cool with that. I don't know how bad they're going to take over all of SmackDown, especially with the draft coming tomorrow as well, because the way they left Kevin Owens leaking was kind of scary. And I'm just like, yeah, this feels like Rumble 2020. What was it, 23? It was already last year, right?
Yeah. What was the one where he's beating him up and talking to the camera? That was 2020.
When he hit him with the damn golf cart? I think that was 21.
I think it was 21, yeah. Yeah.
It was. And then 23, obviously, the big moment with Sammy.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, if y'all wrote me up, it's definitely going to be with this new blood shit. And I'm just a little bit scared because I thought that Paul Heyman was capping with that third inning. He might have actually been telling the truth, that I should not have doubted Paul Heyman. So now I'm just a little bit like, I don't know where we're gonna go with this.
Yeah, no, it's intriguing. Like I said, I think we got a couple of possibilities, a couple of scenarios they can go with, and it'll be compelling. So I'm interested to see what the new chapter of the Bloodline Civil War will entail.
I mean, and on top of that, speaking of new chapters, it looks like, for the most part, from what Nick Khan is talking about, he's like, hey, don't, I mean, I know y'all like to read everything that you like to see online, but don't put too much stock into a place just yet. We're still working out a couple of ideas. Hopefully that is just smoke and mirrors for niggas, we're going to Vegas. Yeah. Didn't say it yet, because we trying to get up out of this Minnesota deal that we might have tried to line up a little bit easy. But it's out of Johnny Barnes, because Johnny Barnes even told me something that I didn't know about Minnesota just yet, about the fact that Uber and Lyft and all that are changing their rules and regulations out there in Minnesota, which would completely change WrestleMania weekend for a lot of people, because not all of us are riding around in cars or rentals and trying to get our spots and pretty much have to navigate that way throughout the entire arena. That'll make it impossible. So hopefully 2025 is already going to be a big deal, because Netflix is going to be starting in, what, I think January of 2025. Yep. Mm-hmm. And then on top of that, we'll be able to go to Vegas, which would be a lot easier for me than it was trying to make a play for Philadelphia a little bit late there.
Yeah, nah, we ain't trying to go to Minnesota and be, you know, I know it's indoors, but come on, you got to go outside at some point. Mm-mm, I'm cool.
You been to Minnesota before?
Only in the airport, only to connect the flight. Never been like outside. Nah. And cold air is enough. I've connected a flight in Minnesota during the wintertime. I don't want zero parts.
You want to try to go to Paisley Park?
Oh, man. Summertime, I'm there. Yeah, do a SummerSlam in Minnesota. I'll pull up.
That would be nice. Yeah, a SummerSlam in Minnesota would be nice. I'd like to think I'm a big enough Prince fan that I would actually be, like, real interested in going to Paisley Park and seeing a whole bunch of stuff.
Yep. I would too.
March, April, it's just like, and even Nick was just like, hey, don't get married to that WrestleMania in April idea. And I was like, whoa, where are you going to bring Mania? So unless I would hope he doesn't try and stray too far. A June Mania would fuck me up.
Yeah, nah, I can't even go for a May Mania, man. Let's just not get exactly. back a week. Like, this is a good week right here. You know what I mean? Like, up against first round NBA, I wouldn't stress it. I really wouldn't. You know what I mean? I wouldn't. That's not a bigger audience as the Final Four. So, yeah, I think a week back or two would be like the right move.
Yeah, I was surprised that he took the NCAA tournament. So with such praise there. Does he have, I mean, I know he has connections to millions of TV. Does he have connections to the NCAA like that?
I don't, as far as maybe making deals with the NCAA for media rights, I'm not exactly sure, but I, you know, like you said, he's the guy with the million connections in sports media and Hollywood. So I wouldn't doubt it.
And then on top of that, you know, there's already a new deal with the NBA that's being worked on. You told me a little bit earlier before we started recording about how, NBC is still trying to make its play, and thank God they have not given up, because you know how easy it is for a lot of these companies to just like not like a little bit of the terms and just back out and just be like, all right, y'all go ahead and handle what you want to do. But it looks like NBA, just like how you said earlier, is starting to get into a little bit closer. Not necessarily saying their stock is starting to even out, and it's starting to even out as far as, you know, popularity. But NBA wants to be on five channels or so, just like how the NFL is. NFL is on damn near everything in those first couple channels, NBC, CBS, Fox, obviously had his ESPN with Monday night. They did the prime shit on Thursday. They do the prime shit on Thursdays. Yeah. WWE starting to do its own thing. I haven't watched too much of Speed, and they also want to be on multiple different channels, and they've already settled their deals. But the NBA is now going to start getting into a good area, you said, right?
Yeah, so it's looking like ESPN will retain the package that they currently have, which includes exclusive coverage of the finals, I should say. And there was also reports that, you know, there was maybe initial talks of ESPN maybe alternating the finals with another carrier, but those talks seem to be squashed. It'll be ABC is the exclusive carrier of the finals going forward. But they also mentioned that the ESPN package that's, you know, being rumored upon is maybe slimmer than most in the past, because they're carving out available games for that new partner. So maybe that could be NBC, you know, we'll have to see. But I think they want to have at least four. And I would say three traditional linear, like, I mean, Turner's still in there. Disney, as mentioned, right, please. Turner, Disney, maybe potentially NBC, Comcast. and then a fourth option as a direct to streaming. You know, it could be YouTube TV, could be Prime, could be Apple. So I think four is the number for the NBA as far as media partners go.
Yeah, that'd be nice. I know Apple is starting to set up, I think they already set up a whole MLS tournament or some shit like that, and the soccer fans aren't happy. So I'm just like, I hope that that would not be a situation where we add like something else that's new. But then again, if you want to shop Apple the in-season tournament, that would end up being something that's, that they might want to bite for. You do in-season tournament on Apple TV Plus, ESPN, if they're going to shave that down. They already get Wednesdays and Fridays, unless you're going to cut down, unless you maybe cut down one of those days and then something else. I would assume NBC would want to do more weekend than weekday. I could be wrong there. They could have like an ABC play where, you know, ABC has like the big Saturdays, the big Sundays. Maybe they share that with ABC. But it is interesting. I want to see what they do with that just to, you know, expand the amount of eyes that they do have going on the channel. Because I think popularity is still rising with the NBA, and that's great. But, you know, for the most part, I would like to think from a fan's viewpoint that a lot of people tune into Turner, stick with Turner from tip off all the way until the end. I don't know if they do that with the ESPN. I don't know if they do that with ABC. So hopefully, you know, different venues, different areas, different ways to watch the NBA will be able to, you know, expand that a bit. It helped with WWE. Obviously, Peacock has been well. As far as how wrestling is watched outside of, you know, what people think of the Peacock app. But now even with WWE, we're going to be able to have different venues and different ways of how to enjoy that too. So
I got WWE eventually ended up on Netflix at some point in the next, you know, 5 years,
the whole thing.
I think so. I think they're going to move their content over and that'll be like the exclusive partner unless Comcast has some crazy offer for it. But I really think that they'll eventually end up just at Netflix as far as having all the library housed there.
Yeah, the library there will be cool. I don't think there's going to be a point where they're just like, yeah, now that we're in Netflix and we can curse and do a whole bunch of different stuff, or maybe they can help us with some of the music licensing. I don't know if they'd run it back and be like, yeah, let's just redo the 7 years of ECW that we have here and put all the music back. If they did, that would be mind blowing, but I think it still would be good to have it all in one venue. And then what we're getting for the future, you know, the future wrestling, Raws, SmackDown, so on and so forth. Now that you're on Netflix and you have a little bit of the opportunity to curse, Rock's gonna be like, ha ha, coming back.
He can't wait. He cannot wait.
What the fuck a nigga have to say about me?
Is this shit on?
Pat's gonna be like, hold on, we can say that?
Oh shit! He was living it up at WrestleMania, oh, yeah, dog.
Holy shit!
It's like, ah, he too horny to cuss, man. Relax.
Niggas, I mean, if that's what it takes for people to be like, oh man, it's really bright. It's back to the old days. I remember
we are so back.
Cursed in 98. I remember when Jerry Lawler, I was like, okay. I mean, that's cool. If you want to get back to that, that's cool. But I think all in all, it's going to end up being very well for all of the different TV, plans and everything that we love to watch going with that. In the same realm, speaking of, we talked about being on the West Coast, you ended up being out here a couple days ago. Not only said, what's up, checked in with me, Justin. We're able to watch the NBA playoffs, but you were here for a little bit of business. How did everything go with the RCA listening session?
Yeah, so they had a Tim's playback when I was out there. Shout out to the good people at RCA for inviting me. The playback was for a new album, Born in the Wild. It's coming out early May. I don't have the exact date, but early May. We probably heard like half of the album, I'd say, and it sounds pretty consistent. It's pretty good. There's one song that has like these hip hop drums on it. And it's been bothering me because I can't like ID him off the rip. But if you heard him, you would know like, oh yeah, these are hip hop drums from a certain like classic song. And that had to be one of my standouts because it still stuck with me after leaving. But that was dope though. And also we had like a little mixer where we got to connect with Skepta, which is pretty cool. You know, I asked him about like Dave. He was like, no, Dave's one of the best, you know, artists out over there right now.
Yeah.
And he's one of the best rappers, period. So it was cool to chop it up with him for a second. But all in all, a really good trip, man. Good to see everybody and reconnect with people I haven't seen in a minute. So I enjoyed it. Definitely enjoyed it.
I'm super excited for this, Tim's. It's been like, how long, 5-6 years since that first EP. And I'm just like, yo, we gotta get this album going. Cause I need full LP Thames. And granted, it's been a huge couple of years for Thames, obviously.
Huge.
Now that Rihanna's just like, oh yeah, by the way, y'all, the album actually does exist. I'm gonna start putting some records together. I'm like hoping that Thames ends up being some of the bigger names that ends up helping her with the process, because she already helped her through the Black Panther soundtrack. Lift Me Up was huge for Rihanna. I think that ended up actually winning a Grammy, if I do recall. So Thames has been in very big rooms, very big places for the past couple of years. Me and you ended up catching my ear a little bit. Me and you ended up catching my ear a little bit later. At first, I was like, oh, I don't know if I want to tap into the singles yet. I'm going to wait till the album. Yeah. But then Apple Music was just like, has been playing it. Like, it's on R&B now. It's on Africa now. Yeah, they pushing it. I'm just like, yeah, this single's actually pretty nice. So Me and You is going to be one of the better parts that I'm looking forward to, just hearing it in an album sequence. But I'm excited, man. I'm excited, I got to say.
I like the intro too. It's kind of, it sounds like a title track intro, but I don't know. Maybe it's not, but it sounds pretty good, man. It's promising. I'm looking forward to the full project.
And I'm speaking of Grammys that she's won, she also won it on the rap side, because she ended up being interpolated on Wait For You. Very big moment for Future as far as getting his Grammy. But on top of that, it's going to be a pretty big Future month for us on the channel, because this month, our throwback special will be on the 2014 album from Future, his sophomore album, Honest. It turned 10 years old on the 22nd. So about 3 days ago. We didn't have it for the anniversary on the anniversary date just yet. But here's going to be our first look at the art for Throwblacks, Honest. Recording it as soon as possible between myself, J5, and Josh Pease. But one thing that fucked me up is just how quick 2014 has turned into 10 years, especially with how things happen with Honest. You remember how it was around that time?
Oh my God, absolutely, dog. Like, it's so funny because me and Jessica, we had, like, it was a blog or SoundCloud, but we got Honest early and we played it. I hate using the word leaked, but we put it out there every night. And he had like a Ustream. Remember Ustream? He had like a Ustream premiering the song and wasn't too happy with us. But I just remember that whole era, man. Like, that's when my guy was going. He was going global. He was going for the big sound, the big look. And I enjoyed it. You know, a lot of people were saying, oh, man, it was too much too soon. But he kind of, you know, I love the album. Like, I love both of the Scooter songs. I mean, Blood, Sweat, and Tears, dog. I love that song, man. Like,
African American hymn right there. Blood, Sweat, and Tears.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm looking forward to this episode of Throwblacks, because this album, I think, in retrospect, gets more love than it did in the moment. And that's because he went legend the next year. I mean, the next year is the stuff that's already been documented that we'll be happy to revisit, of course, next year as well. But this is like right before it happened. So for everybody that been down with Future probably the last 3 years before that, it was just dope to see him take flight like that, the Honest drop. So I'm looking forward to this Throwblack.
Yeah, one of the things that I remember a lot when you speak of 2015 is how Esco and Metro were talking about it was like a couple of weeks, or it might have been the lead up, because I think in 2024 we've kind of lost like the lead up of like the interviews that like prepare you for the album. I think it might have been the ones that prepare you for DS2, and Esco and Metro were like, yeah man, we approached this album from such a different like standpoint, because we looked at how Honest was looked at online and how it was viewed as a sophomore slump. And, you know, we are the people that, you know, tap into online and see it and see what they say. And we actually keep in mind of past albums, past artists, past rap legends, and how people viewed their sophomore albums, and how the slump in rap has kind of like been an occurrence between some of our favorite artists. And we tried to see how we can navigate that from what was viewed from a lot of people as a sophomore slump from Future into what they ended up making by October, damn near. It's April now. By October, you end up getting one of his best projects of all time, in my opinion, in Monster. And then that sets up for 2015, the huge, huge 2015. So that ended up being one of the things that I remember a lot about honest. But just the records in themselves, I think we're going to have a lot of fun talking about, again, just off how much of a different future that it was in 2014 compared to how it is now. Because 2024, you know, now you go 10 years later, two number one albums, damn near back-to-back, number one single, three weeks in a row. I think it ends up being a huge, huge thing for future to look at and be like, wow, look at where we were and how we were approaching things in 2014. Now, 10 years later, not only am I with the same guy that was helping me in 2014, but now we're breaking records and still breaking things from an artist standpoint that we haven't had a chance to do as of yet.
I mean, without Hollywood Future 2014, you don't get the Wizard the next year. You don't get it. You know, the high profile relationship that is like future lore to this day. He still talks about. You don't get any of that, what happens after that, without 2014. So
that 2015, the funniest part of the lore, when he said on 3500, he was like, this for you, bitch, you, and then wait on me. I was like, whoa, that's what happened.
It's so pivotal in his career, man. I mean, a guy who's nothing more than a lovely boy, you know what I mean? He's going to talk about relationships. He's going to wear his heart on his sleeve. This part of his career, like I said, sets up and informs the next decade. So, yeah, special.
And we learned in court a little bit later. And we learned in court a little bit later. She didn't actually run off and wait on him. It was just some lyrics. Gotcha.
Little storyline.
That was the Kanye gotcha.
Sprinkle some of your gotcha.
Ah, it's too late. Deals too sold. 2 mil, nigga. I'm out the dough, nigga. Take some of this evil. Take some of this evil with you.
Oh, evil! Just hey, can I get another number one real quick? Oh, throw it out.
Weekend was like, yeah, I got you.
That's funny.
But not ten years later, the landscape, thankfully, has not changed a lot. And you know, with like that, I think it's going to end up being a huge, huge thing for future in his discography. You don't really hear it too much from future fans. You hear it from the fans of the feature on the record. More than you do future fans. I wonder why.
Think about it.
That's definitely a hashtag y'all niggas, boy. the way that I've been seeing the response online of just, here's the thing. And I don't want it to go too wild into a spot, but I think that there's more than enough. I think there's more than enough people online that are very well versed in how this goes in rap. I've seen more than enough rap battles for past decades that I think most people understand, yeah, these things do take time. Yeah, you might not hear certain things until 2 months from now. You might hear it on a feature. You might hear it on a new album. You might hear it in an interview. You might hear it on radio. You never know. Things can change. Not necessarily values change, but mediums change. You might even see it written. You might be like, hey guys, now y'all heard this. This is what I think about it, and here's what's coming. You never know what can happen in 2024 just based on how many mediums that we have to actually address things. A lot different than it was in 2001, 2002, when your only mediums were radio or you drop a record. And that was mainly it. And I think a lot of fans understand that. But for the fans that write the rules.
Oh my God.
X cannot happen.
Thank you. Thank
until
you.
Y happens.
Where they come from.
Please realize that things can change that'll fuck up those rules. And hopefully you might want to be the person that goes, all right, maybe the rules was a little bit much. Could have scaled it back a bit. Instead of going, well, here's why the rules have to change. The rules have to change because X, Y, Z, and so on and so forth. I think that's where a lot of online gets frustrated in a lot of this battle, because it's probably a small minority, but a small minority of us are actually looking back and going like, okay, this is actually happening for the first time in a damn decade of y'all going back and forth. Let's actually hear the records. Like, I want to sit back and see, you know, who releases what. What's on each record, so on and so forth, without all of the different things that people write to try and make rules and regulations towards what should be going on with this battle.
It's too much fan fiction going on right now, man. And we see that a lot in wrestling discourse, where God forbid, if this person fantasy booking does not happen or doesn't come to fruition, then it's a bad idea. And we're seeing it a lot with this shit. Like you said, like, yo, people are calling Drake's voice modulation to sound like Snoop and Tupac AI. This is like when your grandparents just say, what you doing on that computer? Yeah, he on that computer again, calling the internet, the game you're playing, the computer. It's just a computer. People don't know what they're calling AI anymore. They're just calling it AI. It's not AI. You can hear Drake's voice clearly up under that. It's a voice modificator or whatever you want to call it.
And it sounds terrible. Like, have you ran that record in the car? It sounds terrible quality-wise. Like, it's clearly not supposed to be taken in jest.
And I liken it to 50 Cent, not rich, and still lying. If he had access to a voice modulator that was able to change his voice to tune it right to Game's voice, he would have done it in that very moment. And we would have called it clever and classic. The same way I look back on that song, like that song is hilarious to this day. But people don't want to give Drake that country because this is a tie to Drake movement that's been manifested here, man. You got this guy Kanye talking about the elimination of Drake. Get him out of here. And I agree with Joe Budden. J. Cole, if you want to ever get your heat back and score some points real quick, just kick Kanye's ass. You know what I mean? Just move him out the way real quick. Clean him up. It won't take much. Just maybe even a verse, not even a whole song. Just a quick 16. Get him out the way to show people you're not to be trifled with. That needs to happen. But
would that be a decent point for Cole to get him back on track?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, we were ready to see it happen when he dropped False Prophets. So, yeah. I think it could happen. You know, I think it should happen. I say that much. But this whole concern, you know, this concentrated effort to get Drake up out of here is kind of hilarious, man. It's a lot of people that listen to Drake way more than listen to Kendrick, and they want to, you know, kind of push this narrative, which is just deaf comedy jams, Comic View to me.
I just don't know. And granted, I want to say I just don't know where these rules come from. It's cool if you want to write rules. If you think that is cool that you need to respond in a week or else you're scared, that's great. Just do it between both parties. Don't have it.
Exactly.
Don't have it for just one person, and then the other person gets to be the slow roasted, braised pork. That's what happens when y'all eat McDonald's and y'all want this so early. We cooking up some home cooked meals. That's corny, yo. That's corny. And it's making it so difficult to try and even talk about it, because the moment that you try and talk about it from a perspective of, you know, not only do I want to hear these records, like I just want to figure out where this lore comes from that this is going to be just like an automatic elimination.
Yeah.
Oh, you're riding beef. Yeah. Don't do it. Oh, don't do that. Yeah. Damn, yeah. The Glaze Patrol is here. And I've seen a lot of TDE fans sound a little bit more embarrassing than the other party, to say the least. I'm not calling anybody by their first, middle, and last name. I'm not giving anybody X, Y, and Z as far as credit, so on and so forth. I don't know these artists. I don't have nobody's phone number. I can't hit nobody up and do X, Y, Z. I don't. I just want to hear records. And whether you win or you lose, it just is what it is. Whether you win, whether the person that I want to see win, if he wins, great. I hope y'all keep it real. I hope y'all keep it real. I don't know if that's going to happen. If he loses, great. He lost before. He can lose again. And it just ends up being just being what it is. But at least let the record speak for themselves, man. I don't want to put asterisks on anything. It just feels like a match that is just starting one-on-one and then it's going no DQ. And then you start using chairs. Oh, no. It's no DQ for me.
It's right.
No DQ for you.
It's bloodline rules for me.
Exactly. 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 No. You drop in a week.
Yeah. Hey, Ref. You can't pretend when that nigga leave the ring, okay? Don't do it for me. You know, you talk about the Dwayne rules in effect here. It's crazy.
When he leave the ring, 3-second count out. I get a 20-second. Just because we got to save wrestling. And if I don't get a 20-second count out, you know, you never know what they're going to do to rest. Is the quote unquote AI thing even scaring anybody from a radio perspective? Like, is anybody looking at TaylorMade Freestyle and going, oh shit, somebody's going to announce a 20 track album next year with J Dilla on it, Michael Jackson, Prince. I don't think that that's happening around that side, right?
No, nobody seriously. I mean, you got people that's over there, like you said earlier, like, oh, hip hop rule number 458. That he's breaking it right. It's out of here, man. It's ridiculous. You got people like that, but seriously, no. You know, I don't think we're gonna hear tomorrow. You hear that new Michael Jackson? I mean, it was produced by Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis. And I mean, hey, I ain't gonna lie, it's kind of good. I mean, Neo wrote it. I mean, you're not gonna have that happen. You know what I mean? I don't see that. I don't see that happening. I don't see that being a problem in the industry, you know.
Or if Timbaland's gonna go like, yo, I know 10 years ago, I know what I say. Tink's the new Aaliyah. I get it. Y'all beat me up for that. But what if Tink was Aaliyah? Coming in July 2024, the new Aaliyah album, based on, like, I don't think that's somebody. And Genuine's on the album. Wink, wink. Genuine's like, what the fuck?
Yeah, no, that'd be insane. That would be insane, though. I don't think that's happening. And like this whole Tupac estate talking, like speaking out, is just performative. Okay, what are you going to do? Take down a tweet? Take down an Instagram post? It's not even available for streaming. You know what I mean? Like,
and niggas went, ooh, that's a W. He's got to take it down. I want you to know, 30,000 niggas already uploaded to SoundCloud, and we heard it already. You can't erase it from my mind.
A memory, yeah. Come here, you got one of those with neuralizers from Men in Black. We're gonna put it in front of everybody and erase everything.
But. Yeah, we gotta erase that. It never happened in the battle. I don't know, guys. It's sitting on my iPhone. It's not leaving. You can't tell me delete my shit. So you know, this is what it is, man. Like, it's just a lot of people that try and set up the standard and have a. Nobody can just have a take with nuance. And that's the thing that bothers me the most.
It's just a LeVar Ball defense. It's just never lost.
Yeah. You know, is this complete definitive words, never gonna happen. I got a strong hunch that the record's gonna drop on the 26th, and when it drops on the 26th, he's gonna do it for the set.
And I got a strong hunch.
I got a strong feeling. I got a hunch. Come on, man. Come on, man. And it's only happening from one entertainment. It's only happening from one side, yet the other side gets all the slander, and that's where I get confused. Now, sports-wise, a little bit easier to be cut and dry because you've got the big Celtic fan accounts that you've said that you've hated. I know, shout out to Donnie. Donnie said that he hates as well as a Celtic fan. Those damn Celtic pride accounts that just be like, man, I can't wait to have the opportunity to play the Heat. I know in my heart of hearts, this going to be a sweep.
Yeah, man, Celtics and three jokes.
Yeah, please. Celtics and three. We on the way to the next series. We coming for banner 18. Soon as you face a little adversity and it's 1-1, well, did you really think that we can go 16-0? That's just not a great idea. Like, that's just not something that's easy to think about. When you wrote the rule or you wrote the statement that somebody's going to get swept, now you try to write it back and say, oh, well, I don't care. Y'all still losing anyway. We're doing too much of this. We're taking the goalposts and we're doing too much of this.
It's a lot of goalposts moving. A lot in the last month, a lot of goalposts moving in sports and music.
And I hate it.
Yeah.
I don't know what's gonna bring it back. I don't know if I should just be like, I should probably understand that for the most part, niggas be full of shit and you just gotta laugh at it. I kinda don't wanna laugh at it. Like, I would like for things to just improve from a conversational standpoint. Not that I'm gonna be like trying to set up a standard of how online talk should be. But we're doing this daily thing about this just because of that. And that ends up being the thing that tires people out and just be like, well, what are we really doing with a lot of these combos? Is it just fun? Is it just a jest?
It's performative. People are just trying to get the tweets off, try and get the retweets off, the engagement off. You know, what is that? $5.95 they're going to get from Twitter or Elon's company, whatever you call it.
That $2.47.
You know what I mean? Look at you open it. You bust open a check for $10 off of them hard earned tweets. That's got to stink.
Good job, nigga. He says the heat getting swept. Here goes that 10. Here goes that 10 bucks, nigga.
Let me slide that 10 ball real quick.
Like I say, you know, I'm African now.
Let me slide that 10 spot.
Thanks, Elon. I told you. I don't know why I made myself. I don't know why I made myself Mickey Mouse as a selfie.
Thanks, Elon.
Oh boy, the Heat really do suck. Duncan Robinson, what the hell are you doing here? 23 threes. I thought Joe sent the sag off tonight.
23 threes sounds like the sequel to whatever Jay-Z did in 96.
22 twos.
23 threes.
But I don't know, man. I think the performativeness is what's ruining a lot of internet talk. And I don't know what's going to save it. But
me either. Because they're paying people now. So I don't know. You know what I mean?
I don't think there's anything that we can do. But hopefully, you know, within the month, you know, I want to say within the month, but if this goes to end of the year, if we got to wait six months for this, I think the internet's still going to be very annoying.
Oh, yeah. Big time. If this doesn't come down by, let's just say, end of May, people are going to be distraught. Like, they're going to call it at that point.
By that time, the tours are going to start happening. Like, the mm-hmm. tour is going to start kicking off by the beginning of the summer, I believe. And they've already talked about, you know, the next time Drake comes to Los Angeles, the time that Metro goes to Toronto, the time that Kendrick doesn't have any brand new music out right now, so there's no tour. But when he starts touring, does he go to Toronto? Does he go to blah, blah, blah? And then it's just going to, I don't think that this is something that, is going to be easy to put a timetable on. I'm just annoyed at the fact that the timetable was working for one side until we wanted to stop doing a timetable for the other side. Because now I'm just realizing, okay, so all the flack that y'all give for people being biased seems to be okay to be biased when there is objectives in play for other areas. But
yeah, it's just, you know, people just showing their bias, you know what I mean? And we, like I said, we see it in music, we see it in sports, we see it in wrestling talk, we see it in politics, obviously. Mm-hmm. It's just, that's the way we talk to each other these days, which is just ridiculous, but that's a whole other pod.
That just reminded me, the fucking 4 more years, pause.
Like, I didn't get it at first. I definitely thought he saw something that was just like... I was like, oh, of course, the teleprompter. But I was like, there's no way he's that hip, right? There's no way he's like, nah, that wasn't organic, right? Yeah, okay, cool.
other anniversaries to talk on the Recut Roundtable, things that you could add towards your towards your setup this week. Hell of a month for Atlanta anniversaries.
Real quick, just imagine if he like added, he cleaned it up in a moment. Like, I see this week is Killer Season's anniversary. That's why I said pause. That's right. I just wanted to put that out there.
I've been watching a lot of Is What It Is. And sometimes I think that's a great message. Shout out to Cam and Mace. Pause.
Yeah! Yeah! Get him, Biden!
Waka Flocka and Slim Duncan, Twin Towers. Wow. Big tape for me. That turns 15 this month.
Wow. Gee, what? 15?
Mm-hmm.
That is scary. That's terrifying.
Seen a tweet earlier this week that said, hey guys, what's the bigger influence? Chicago or Atlanta? That's a favorite to get that $3 from $3 from Elon.
That's the hot $3 tweet right there. Cause you're waking up the city of Chicago with that tweet. Like, that is like a bad signal right there. Like,
well, let me tell you why it wasn't Waka Flocka.
I love my Chicago people, but y'all ready to stand on it all the time. Don't matter who mentioned what. Look, man, we did not get nothing from Atlanta. Nothing. Love it. I love it.
I need Flocka to talk on. You want to come on, man? But I don't know. This 2024 Flocka might not be like 2009 Flocka. I need 2009 Flocka in a 2024 type interview.
Right.
So you saying the what? So you saying the Wizards of Chicago that started it? Come on, man. Y'all being for real, man. Just throw this shit out the window, Nick. You already know what it really was, Nick. I'd be like, yeah, tell him, Flock.
I mean, listen, we're talking about a project that's 15 years old. He said, yo, nigga's looking for a hood ass down south, nigga. I say, why not call it a Waka Flocka Flame? I mean, he said it.
That's all about. That's actually not the same tape that he said. If you're looking for Jigga and Nas, throw this shit out the window.
I never forget when he had his come up freestyle. He was so he says like, I'm trying to have a 10-year run like I'm Jay-Z. I was like, nah, mm-hmm. I loved it.
Look at my man, Big Flock. Outside of that, Southern Playlist at Cadillac Music. We've talked about that on Black Print before. Turns 30 this year. Nas Illmatic turned 30. A lot of the fringe Gucci about to go to jail guys, hold it down. Albums are starting to turn 10 now. So Young Thug and Man LaFleur just turned 10.
Yeah.
Makes me feel a lot. I mean, it hurts to listen now because you have Thug talking about DK's gonna line you up. And I'm just like, oh God, Thug.
Yeah, he's.
This feels terrible, but it's still gonna be a good. It's a cool row of anniversaries for Thug. Lifestyle turns 10 next month.
Yeah,
1017 Thug 2 turns 10 in June, and then you're gonna have the tour, which turns 10 in September. I don't know if that's gonna. I don't think we're at a point that we can put that on streaming. But you know, unfortunately,
Writing on the Wall turns 15 next month.
Yep, Writing on the Wall turns 15. Trapping Ain't Dead turns 15.
Oh my God, yeah.
So Atlanta wise, there's a good amount of anniversaries between April and May. Thankfully, we'll be able to talk about Honest. Honest is going to be one that ends up meaning a lot for us on this month's Throwback. So make sure that you stay in tune for that. You'll hear from A Plus and I again next month, of course, on a new episode of Recut Gems. Hopefully, everything goes well between myself and Plus in our respective roles for the NBA playoffs. We'll end up seeing how that goes. Wrestling wise, I think we'll end up being covered for that as well. And I think next week is going to end up being a really, really good week for the Black Print. Episode 60 drops, brand new B-sides for all of our patrons. If you have not had a chance to add any questions just yet, you have from now when you are listening to the episode until Monday, because we'll be recording on Tuesday to drop for everybody throughout the week. So you do have opportunities to drop for our patrons. If you do have questions that you want to ask between myself, J5, Josh Pease, you can do that as well. Episode 60 will drop in its entirety next week. Throwblacks for Honest is coming soon. And then, of course, you'll have any of our other bonuses that are on its way. Overly Conversating is on the way. Still working. I have been so distracted in working on this moving doc that... Well, not necessarily a doc. It's not gonna be that long. It's gonna be a good section of what I had from that drive from Florida over to California. That is still on its way. I'm hoping like Memorial Day weekend for that. If I can knock that out by Memorial Day weekend, that would be great. But till then, thank y'all so much for listening. Between myself, between A Plus, you will hear from us next month. And until then, we will see you then. Peace.